For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for Morning Sedition's Cliff Notes. The New York heat wave led to record-setting energy usage by city residents. I'm going to have to go into character here. Boy, it's hot in New York, I tell you. How hot is it? Let me put it this way. The hookers have a special. They're offering to blow on you. That's hot. On you. I'm telling you, folks, it's so hot. I've been hitting on women just hoping to get turned down cold. Huh? Let me tell you, that's hot, people. Huh? It was so hot that my cabbie was wearing a wet towel on his head. Hello? Is this on? I want to tell you, folks, that is hot. It's so hot in Washington, people. It's so hot in Washington, people are climbing into the frying pan with Karl Rove just to cool off. Holy mackerel. That's hot, huh? Oh, I tell you, is this on? Hey, how hot did it get in Washington? The Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee say that it's actually too hot to grill John Roberts. Hey, come on, folks. I'm here all week. All right, the Rolling Stones are going to release their first studio album in 8 years. Scientists say the original... Well, maybe we should put the... It's called The Big Bang, right? Is that the name of the album? Scientists say the original Big Bang was 13.7 billion years ago. That's some 500 years before the Stones released their first album. A town in New Jersey has created a pedophile-free zone. Pedophiles responded by announcing to the whole town, quote, "We have rights too, you know. We also have candy and mini bikes." At several points, the pedophile-free zones overlap with drug-free zones, creating what R. Kelly calls double jeopardy. Those are your Morning Sedition Cliff Notes for today.
Lord. I hope he's not downstairs, old R.
Oh, man, am I going to get hurt?